Good morning. Well, if you don't like the weather, just wait 24 hours. Crazy weather. It is good to be here with all of you, brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, we're different in one way or another from each other. Looks, attitudes, personalities. But we're all part of the same body, the same family with other Christians all over the world. And Jesus Christ is the head, the boss, the one who's in charge. It's the Holy Spirit who guides us and teaches us, directs us. It's the Holy Spirit that's that little bell inside of us that rings when we're doing something wrong or doing something right. And we're here today to give God our lives, give God permission to do a mighty work in our lives. So we're here today to worship and lift high the name of Jesus. It is good to be here. Just a couple of things, and Peggy will have some announcements for you. I just want to reaffirm two things. One, the talent show today. 6 o'clock, just drop what you're doing, come on out, and it's just, we're going to take turns coming up here and doing something, and perhaps you just want to come and watch. You don't have to do anything, just come and sit and enjoy, but we're just going to have some fun and then some light refreshments afterwards, and that starts at 6 o'clock. So please come on out and join us. And then Wednesday night, drop what you're doing and come on in at 7 o'clock. And we're going to have our Ash Wednesday service. We will not be having communion, but we will be having imposition of ashes. And it will be a brief and solemn service as we recognize the fact that we are mortals, that everything here will pass away one day, and that all that matters is our relationship with Jesus. So we'll begin the Lenten season Wednesday night at 7 o'clock with an Ash Wednesday service. Please come out and join us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we worship you. We lift high the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you would forgive us of our sins, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you would create within us a right spirit and a pure heart, fill us all with a hunger for your holy word, with an overwhelming desire to seek your kingdom first in every area of our lives, and pour out your spirit upon this service here today and talent show tonight, Lord, that they would both be pleasing to you and life-changing to us. Fill us now with love for one another and especially with love for you. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass the peace of Christ to our neighbors.
As you're making your way back to your seats, we're going to have a few announcements this morning. If you look at your bulletin, you'll see that there are a lot of them. We'll start off with Diane.
You know, I'm going to pass the clipboard around, but I'm beginning to think it's a magic slate. You know what I mean? You know, those ones where you lift up the piece of paper and everything disappears? Yeah, I think that's happening. Anyway, there's a list of reminders for those of you who signed up to bring cookies tonight for the talent show. And if you can remind yourself that you're doing that. And also a list for the talent show tonight, just to remind you that you were going to do something for the talent. The third slip down is really, really important. Right now, I need someone or several people to be in charge of the set for the Last Supper, setting the table. And this person would be responsible for seeing to it that the proper foods were purchased, and also to oversee where everything goes on the table. There are people that work with that, so it's not like you're doing it all yourself, but we need a person to chair that. So if you would be willing to volunteer for that, that would be wonderful. And then the final sheet on here is for people to sign up to help Penny on the monthly coffee hours. So 8:15 is doing pretty good. I mean, better than this service. So anyway, think about that and sign up for a month during the year. If you are going to be singing in the Last Supper, we invite everybody who would like to come and sing with it. The rehearsals for that will not start this week. There is no rehearsal for choir or bells this week because of the chili cook-off, but it would start next week, which would be March 9th at 8:15. So if you are able to come and sing with it, we'd appreciate that as well. Thank you.
Good morning. Easter is just around the corner, and one of the things that goes well with Easter is candy, specifically chocolate candy, this year from Betsy Ann, and we're doing a candy sale to help support the ministries of the church. 35% of all sales stay within the church, so on the table in the narthex, there are a stack of these. We encourage you to take one with you and invite your friends, family, neighbors, and anyone else who also enjoys candy to purchase some from you and help support the church. Now, this year, we have a wide selection of nice, colorful candies in various sizes and shapes, and I would encourage you to take a very close look at most of these as you're leaving today. If you can't see it, then get your own after the service and take it home with you and take a closer look. So again, these are going to be in the table in the narthex. We will be taking orders after the services starting next week. Because of the way we have the sale set up with Betsy Ann, we must turn in the money when we turn in the orders. So we would encourage you to pay as you make your purchase. So that's why next week we will start taking orders. Take a look at it this week so you know how much to bring next week. Sale runs until March 19th so that we can get the orders fulfilled and the chocolates and other candies come in on Palm Sunday, so you will have them for Easter Sunday. If you have any questions, please feel free to give myself, Bill, or Kelly the call, and we will be happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. Also, the books are in for the Woman's Book Study. So those of you who are in that study, they're $12. Is that right, Bonnie? $12.50. And you can see Bonnie to get your book or if you have any questions. That's for the Woman's Book Study that's held every other Wednesday in the evening. Also, there are so many other announcements. Are you going to make an announcement about the prayer warriors or not? No. Take notice of that in the bulletin. We were talking about the prayer warriors at our Bible study last week. It's a very needed program, something that I'm sure that many of you would like to do. So look at that in your bulletin. Also know that we're going to have our soup sale next week. If you've decided to make soup, please bring that in next week. And also the work team, you're going to need clearances. Look at that, because that may take some time to come in. These are the people that do the work team down in West Virginia. Are there any other announcements? There being none, let's prepare our hearts for worship. Our memory verse for February is at the top of your bulletin. We would like to repeat it twice, so repeat with me. Matthew 6:12, and forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Matthew 6:12, and forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Our call to worship is on page 819. Please stand. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. The Lord sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake.
The Lord is great in Zion, and is exalted over all peoples.
Let them praise your great and wondrous name.
Holy is the Lord.
Mighty ruler, lover of justice, you have established equity.
You have executed justice.
Extol the Lord our God. Worship at the Lord's footstool.
Holy is the Lord.
Moses and Aaron were among God's priests. Samuel also was among those who called on God's name.
They cried to the Lord, who answered them, who spoke to them in the pillar of cloud.
They kept God's testimonies and the statutes God gave them. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain.
Surely the Lord our God is holy.
Our unison prayer is number 889, our prayer of affirmation. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Christ Jesus, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify.
The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen.
Our hymn is number 176, Worship His Majesty.
We have some absolutely beautiful prayer shawls and blankets, quilts. We have newborn hats. We have preemie newborn hats. All of these were crocheted and knitted and made. with love and a lot of prayer. And what we are going to do is to pray for them and ask for God's anointing to be upon them so that they who receive them, that they may be aware of the love with which they were made, so that they will feel the presence of God in the receiving of them, and so that they will focus their attention on Jesus and not on their problems. So it is our prayer that God would anoint them, that his healing touch would go through these materials and into the life and being of the people who receive them. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord God, we thank you for this ministry. And we pray, Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit upon all of these items. Bless each and every stitch. Bless the shawls, the quilts, the hats, the pocket shawls. Bless and anoint them, Lord. Pour out your Spirit upon them so that those who receive them may feel your peace, your strength, your healing touch. Bless and anoint them, God, so that the people who receive them will be focused upon Jesus and not upon their problems. Bless the hands that have created these items. Refresh their spirit. Bless their ministry. And God, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. Come, Holy Spirit. We ask all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen. We had a pile of kids this morning. Slim Pickens here today, but I'm glad to see you guys. Fist bump. Fist bump. I appreciate that. Thank you. You sneezed on your hands. Okay. I'll stand over here. So, who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. Who loves all of them? Jesus loves all of them, okay. Who did Jesus say we are to love? We're to love others. We're to love one another. Jesus said to love one another as he has loved us. So I want you to follow me. I want you to do what I did. Do what I do, okay? So follow me. Do what I do. You look very nice. Nice suit, nice tie.
Not much of a hugger, though.
It's okay. It's all right. You look nice. Tell him. Good. There you go. There you go. She had a cough. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray, Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit upon anybody, Lord, here in the congregation who is dealing with any kind of sickness in any way. Touch them with a healing touch. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's good to hang out with other Christians. It's good to emulate, to follow, to do what they do in order to become more like Jesus. Jesus said if we follow him, we'll become more like him. And if we follow people who have already followed Jesus, we'll become more like them. So it's important to watch what other Christians do so that we can go and do the same thing. That's how we learn. Okay? That's how we become more like Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we ask, God, for your Spirit to guide us and to direct us so that we will live our lives every day more like Jesus. For this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.
Word of God is taken from the New Testament, 2 Peter, 1st chapter, verse 16 through 21. Hear these words. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were witnesses to his majesty. We received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice and came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prolific message of something completely reliable, and we do well to pay attention to it, as a light shining in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The ushers can please come forward to the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And we pray, O Lord God, that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world in order to transform it, Lord, for your honor and glory and praise. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we have some joys here today. One joy that we have is a young man sitting here in the choir. It's his birthday today, Wendell. Happy birthday, Wendell. We have a newlywed couple sitting right back there in front of Bonnie. Alan and Anna got married yesterday. A lot of joys, a lot of things to be thankful for. And what other joys do we have that we want to share? Yep, pleasure to see Deb here. Uncle Chuck's mom is now in heaven with God. Okay? That's a good way to look at it, too. Other joys?
Volunteers,
that's right. We're joyful for volunteers, for those, they're worth their weight in gold, and volunteers. You're not volunteering to please me or Diane or anybody else. You're volunteering because that's an act of praise to God. It's a sacrifice that you make for God. So just please remember that when you volunteer, it puts a smile on God's face.
I'm spending special time with my daughter
while Daddy's away. Okay, special mother-daughter time while Daddy's away. Yep. And at first service, we had a young fellow with us, Stephen Mannion. And as soon as his clearances get through, then he'll begin work officially as our youth pastor. So he came and worshiped with us this morning, which was good to see. We had another
family on the way out of church this morning who want to transfer their membership here. So that was a joy. And we're doing membership classes right now, along with the confirmation kids. And so it's all joy. It's all good. Anybody else have a joy? Thank you. Yes, my personal favorite, indoor plumbing. And as Connie says, especially at this time of the year and this weather. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now, our pens and our pencils, and I've got a list here, folks. So please jot this down on an envelope, bulletin, make mental note, and pray about these things, these people, until God releases you. But we want to pray for Kurt. We want to pray for Cheryl, Terry, and John, and Dan. We want to pray for Jean and Sandy, Eddie, Benson,
Laura,
Karen and John. We want to pray for Marie and Dee, missionaries, men and women in the military. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders, all levels of the government, for our church, for Morgan, and for the Lenten season, for churches everywhere. Long list. Who do we want to add to that?
We need to add the Kennedy and Dramuska family. As Sophie said before, Charlene went to be with God this week.
Okay, Kennedy and Dramuska families.
Nancy Wallace.
Nancy. Bruce? Okay. Peggy had mentioned in the announcements about the Prayer Warrior booklets, and we'll have more made up, and then we'll distribute them to everybody. And it has guidelines for how to spend your prayer time, what direction we want you to go in with the prayers, place for you to fill out personal information, and then it has several blank pages in it. God bless you. Several blank pages in it for you to put your prayer request in and pray for those people daily. And everybody in the congregation will be prayed for by somebody, one of the prayer warriors. And at the end of 6 months, we'll shuffle the names up and you'll get a different group of names to pray. But it is our aim to have everybody prayed for here on a daily basis. So if you are willing to be a prayer warrior, let us know, let the office know, and we can figure out how many we have. Okay. If you have an unspoken request for God, raise your hand. So for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we thank you for our blessings. Forgive us, God, when we take any of them for granted. And we believe, God, we believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We believe that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed, it is written. We believe that we have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. We believe, help our unbelief. And God, we believe that where two or more gathered together in your name, there are you in the midst of them. Welcome, Lord. And God, we ask, Lord, that you would do a mighty work in these people's lives that we've made known here today. We lift up to you, Lord, Nancy, Karen, and John, the Kennedy and Ramuska families, Anne, Laura, Morgan, our country and our country's leaders, our church, our community, D, missionaries, military, the men and women and their families, the military, Marie. We pray for Dan and John and Terry, Benson, for Eddie, for Cheryl and Kurt. We pray for Jean and Sandy and for Bruce. We pray for the unspoken request. Come, Holy Spirit, for with you all things are possible. Come, Holy Spirit. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said, "don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. And this is the word of God for the children of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Napoleon was invading Russia, enduring some of the heaviest fighting in the city. Somehow, Napoleon got separated from his guards, and the Russian Cossacks were chasing him. And he was running through the street, afraid for his life, looking for some place to hide. And the Russian Cossacks were hot on his tail. Napoleon ran around a corner, and he ducked into a furrier's store. As he ran in there, he saw the old man, and he said, "Quick, hide me." And the furrier grabbed him and told him to get underneath this pile of furs laying on the floor. And so he did, and the furrier quickly threw even more furs on top of that. Moments later, the Russian Cossacks burst into the shop. "Where is he?" they demanded. And the furrier said, "I have no idea who you're talking about." And the Russian Cossacks turned the place upside down, looking everywhere, and they even stuck their swords into everything, including a pile of furs. Soon they gave up, and they left. Moments later, Napoleon came out from underneath that pile of furs unharmed. And it wasn't long after that that Napoleon's guards showed up. As he was about to leave, the old man said to Napoleon, "Can I ask you a question? I know you're a great man and you're busy." And Napoleon said, "Sure, go ahead, you can ask me." And the furrier said, "What was it like when you were laying underneath of those furs, knowing that at any moment you could die?" Napoleon looked at him all indignant and said, "How dare you ask the Emperor Napoleon such a question? Guards, bind him up.
blindfold him and take him outside and execute him. And so the guards blindfolded him and dragged him outside, put him up against the wall, where the old man couldn't see a thing. But he could hear the officer barking orders to the soldiers. He could hear them lining up in front of him. And he heard the officers say, "Ready?" And he heard the cocking of the muzzles, the muzzle loaders. "Aim!" And tears began to run down the old man's face. And now suddenly his blindfold was ripped off. And Napoleon stood there and said, "Now you have the answer to your question." He said, "I couldn't tell you. You had to experience it for yourself." How can I tell you what the transfiguration of Jesus Christ was like on that mountain? What we read is what the disciples saw, Peter, James, and John. They saw something that they couldn't put into mere words. It was so extraordinary. It went against the laws of nature. It was so fantastic that Jesus told them, "Don't tell anybody until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead, because nobody's going to believe you. But when the Son of Man's raised from the dead, they'll believe anything, because that'll be such a huge miracle. But for now, don't tell anyone." But Peter, James, and John were some of the strongest disciples because they were transfigured themselves by what they beheld. It just changed their lives forever. Hard to describe something like that. Whenever I give my testimony about my ear, how many people here do not know what happened to my ear? How many people here don't know what happened to it? Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you today. I'm going to spare everybody else. But I got to tell you, yesterday when I was doing Alan and Anna's wedding, we were down front here, gathered here, and there was some people in both of these rows here, you know, and we were waiting for this one couple. And so I'm just running off at the mouth, telling them all about, you know, my call to ministry and me and Bonnie and the kids and the tough times we went through, and what the kids are doing now is all ministers. And I said, "Boy," I don't know what else to say. And they said, "Oh, go on, we're enjoying this, you know." I said, "I could tell you about my ear, but that takes a while." And they said, "We got time." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "When I'm done telling you about my ear, then we'll go ahead and start the ceremony." And the couple didn't show up, and we did have the ceremony. It was a lot of fun. Real praise the Lord. But whenever I tell that story, for those of you who have heard it, what's the one thing that seems to always get everybody's attention that really blows them away? It was the fact that I didn't know, and the doctor found it later, that when the rifle went off, the bullet went through my coat, cut my chest, and went through my ear. That's what amazes everybody. But you know what? Any idiot could do that. Any idiot can forget that his gun should have been at half cock. He could have been stupid enough to hold on to it like I did instead of laying it down. Momentary lapse in judgment almost cost me my life. But that is what amazes people. It was really close. I don't get it, though. To me, what's so amazing was the fact that somebody talked to me. Somebody that didn't have a physical body. That there was an actual voice from where Peggy's sitting at to where I'm at. And I'm laying in the snow. And this voice from behind me that far says, "You get up and you get out of here, and you don't quit fighting until you can't put one foot in front of the other." And the proof that that happened, it's the fact that when I got up, I was turning around to see who it was that said that to me. And then that voice was in my head and said, "Take your hanky out, make a compress, apply pressure to the wound. Nothing here is important. Call your buddies' names, get out and get help." Was the last I heard that voice. That transfigured me, that moment in my life. because it anchored my faith in such a way that I know that the things that I see and behold, they're just temporary. They're not a real part they are real, but they're just a small part of the reality of all eternity. That there are angels, that there is a God, that there is a heaven, that the Bible is real. It transfigured me to hear somebody talk to me that was not physically there. But how can I convince you? You have to experience that for yourself before you really, really know what it's like. See, once upon a time, there was a man who was born with a horrible disfigurement. His face was just horribly misformed. It was like Brian's. But the man looked so bad from birth. People ridiculed him, made fun of him all his life. They picked on him all the time. When the fella finally became a young man and was able to live on his own, he decided to leave, go someplace else and live because he'd had enough. And as he was journeying to another town, he found something. He found a mask. And this mask was absolutely handsome. And he tried it on and it fit. It didn't feel very comfortable. But it fit so well that people couldn't even tell he was wearing a mask. So he left it on. And he went into this new town and he got situated. And people just loved him and accepted him. He was able to live a new life. Well, he even met a woman that he fell in love with. Things were going pretty good. And then one day, some lady came into town from where he was born. She recognized his name. And she called everybody together and she says, "I want you to take off your mask. I want you to hide. I want you to show what you've been hiding all these years. Be honest with these people. Show them what you look like." And so he peeled off the mask. And when he took off the mask, his face underneath was just as handsome as that mask. He had conformed to the mask that he had worn so long. It may be uncomfortable to follow Jesus. It may be hard to volunteer, to make sacrifices of your time and even of your family, to give until it hurts when you've got so many other things that need to be paid for. It may be uncomfortable to be friendly and loving to people that you just don't like, that rub you the wrong way. It may be hard to turn the other cheek. It may be hard to study the Bible, to go to Bible studies, to hang out with some other Christians. It may be hard for you to even sing. But the more you do it, the more you'll become like Jesus. Until one day, nobody will be able to tell a difference. Not easy at first, but the closer you walk with him, the more you'll become like him. And it tells us in Romans chapter 12 that we are to no longer conform to the pattern of this world, but that we are to be changed, transformed by the daily renewing of our minds, by spending time with Jesus. That's how we renew our minds. And we will be transfigured the more we hang out in his presence. We will be transfigured into his likeness. And it also, the Bible tells us that in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, that the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. We are what we eat, physically and spiritually. And again, the more we hang out with Jesus, the more we become like him. If we hang out with bad people and evil people, that's the evil that we store up in our hearts. If we take in evil stuff, evil comes out. If we take in good stuff comes out. If we wear the mask, even if it's uncomfortable, and we act like Jesus, talk like Jesus, walk like Jesus, we will become Jesus. And then we will experience the transfiguration for ourselves. The choice is ours. It may not be easy at first, but the more we walk with Him, the more we become like Him. God loves you, and so do I. Standing on holy ground, let's stand and sing. I tell you what, you come on out tonight at 6 o'clock and you'll be transfigured. You'll laugh and you'll have a good time. But hope to see you here tonight. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Ash Wednesday service, imposition of ashes. Walk with Jesus. No matter how closely you've walked with Him before, rededicate your life. Walk with Him. As uncomfortable as it may be, make those hard choices. And the more you walk with Him, the more you become like Him. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You would pour out Your Spirit upon us and fill us with such an overwhelming hunger for Your holy word, with such an overwhelming desire to seek Your kingdom first in every area of our lives, that we will put on that mask and become like Jesus, no matter how difficult it may be. We know that it'll get easier and easier as we go along. So come, Holy Spirit, and make it so. We ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.